Hello and welcome to Handelsbanken Insights. Today you'll be hearing from me, Chris, and I'm joined by Hannah, who's a member of our financial crime team. Today we're going to focus on salary redirection fraud that can affect corporate banking customers and their employees, and how you can stay safe and protect your company from this type of fraud. So Hannah, we focused in our other podcasts on the way that fraud affects personal individual customers. Unfortunately, businesses are also often targeted by fraud. We've explained in some of our other podcasts about CEO and invoice frauds and how scammers use social engineering to convince the victim within the firm to make that urgent payment to the scammer's account.
Yes, so when talking about corporate customers, as you just mentioned, Chris, both CEO and invoice frauds are methods where businesses are targeted. And another, however, is salary redirection fraud.
As salaries are paid internally by a company, how can a business be compromised by this type of fraud, Hannah?
So salary redirection fraud is a type of authorised push payment or APP scam where either their HR department or payroll department within a business is tricked into sending money to a fraudster posing as a genuine employee. So in an invoice scam, the victim attempts to pay an invoice to a legitimate payee, but the criminal intervenes to convince the victim to redirect the payment to an account that they control. So with the salary redirection fraud, it often involves the criminal either intercepting emails or compromising an email account. So usually either the HR or payroll department paying the salaries is actually expecting to make a payment. However, the account details are changed, the salary is paid, and therefore it all looks legitimate. However, it's far from it.
So it's quite devious, really. Are there any particular red flags for this type of fraud?
First one would be receiving an email or letter unexpectedly requesting a change in banking details for an employee. That is a common red flag. As the fraudster may not have access to the employee's emails, the typical tone and the style of the email conversation may often differ from other emails received from that employee in the past. Also, along with the fraudster suggesting that this is an urgent change, and as we do see with most frauds, that sense of urgency is used to stop us from checking the details that we've received.
Yeah, indeed. And what are your tips for staying safe from salary redirection scams?
Make sure that you always confirm any bank account details directly with the employee, either on the telephone or in person if possible, before you make payment or transfer any money. As with CEO fraud, criminals can access or alter emails to make them look genuine. And so, if you receive an email changing bank details, do not use the contact details on that email. Instead, check with that individual directly. Make sure that your HR or payroll departments are aware of this type of fraud and ensure that you have procedures in place to double check when employees request a change to their bank details. If you're making a payment to an account for the first time, check with the employee using known contact details that the payment has been received and to check the account details are correct. And as ever, make sure you contact your bank straight away if you think that you may have fallen victim to an invoice or a mandate scam.
Thanks, Hannah. Some really good advice there. And as we've discussed in our other podcasts, if you need any further advice, use the advice given by the industry initiative Take 5 to Stop Fraud and really stop and think about what you're being asked to do, and don't be afraid to challenge the person who's asking you to transfer that money, especially if that request is urgent or there are new beneficiary details. Protect yourself by contacting your account manager or the Handelsbanken customer support team on 0800 470 8000 or action fraud as soon as you can if you think you've fallen victim of a scam. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode.